Welcome to the Apostolic Prophetic Bible Ministry by missionary Ewald Frank. Brother Frank, as the whole world knows him, received his commission to preach the Word of God on April the 2nd, 1962. Since that time, he has ministered in more than 130 countries, speaking to entire nations over radio and TV. His true apostolic teaching is appreciated by God's people around the world. And now, Brother Frank.
Dear friends, this is Brother Frank speaking to you from the Mission Center in Krefeld, Germany. I trust that God has blessed you already and will continue to bless you even through His Word and Spirit and presence today. We call this ministry Apostolic Prophetic, sharing the whole counsel of God, taking the Old and the New Testament, and thereby showing that God first spoke of the things He would do, and then we do see how they appeared, how they became a reality in the New Testament. Actually, in the Old Testament, everything is already foretold in prophecy, in shadows, in types. God already foretold the plan of salvation in the Old Testament. The New Testament actually begins with the fulfillment of prophecies of the Old Testament. I like to refer to it as many times as possible because true faith anchors into the promised Word of God. We must have a promise first, and then our faith anchors into the promised Word of God. So there were promises in reference to the first coming of Christ, and there are promises in connection to the return of our beloved Lord and Savior. Also, we do have the prophetic scriptures dealing with the prophetic part of the end time in reference to Israel, to the church, to the position the world would be in at the end of the time of grace. And beloved, if you go to the prophet Daniel, he saw the things which would come to pass. And then he was told, seal the book, close it up to the time of the end. Then many will search and understand. Even if you go to the New Testament, our Lord in Matthew 24, in Mark 13, in Luke 17, and then again in Luke 21, he spoke about the end time, about things which will take place. In general, everybody actually should now understand that the end time is upon us. We have earthquakes, we have all the catastrophes that you can think about, wars, rumors of wars, injustice, and everything is just upside down. And as much as people try to put on a world order, everything is more and more in a disorder. There is no solution for the problems of this world anymore. Everyone can try, but things will not work. In fact, it will get worse and worse. So, question number one, what about the bride church of Jesus Christ being prepared for the second coming, which He promised in John chapter 14, I go to prepare the place, then I will return and take you to be where I am. We do have all the scriptures, whether it's 1 Corinthians 15, from verse 41 and throughout the chapter, or whether it's 1 Thessalonians chapter 4 from verse 13, we do have all the promises in reference to the return of Jesus Christ. What about our preparation? What about the calling out, the lining up with the Word of God? What about the restoration of all things? What about the time of refreshing? What about the presence of God being again in His church manifested as Jesus Christ, the same yesterday, today, and forever? Then, in regards to Israel, what are the promises? Beloved, you don't want to hear my view, and I'm not ready to listen to your view. But what we all need to understand is that God's word remains forever the truth. And regardless of nationality, of race, or color, we have to believe what God's word says. And therefore, with respect to all of Israel, to all the Arab countries, to all the Islamic world, to all the Christian world, to the Buddhists, to the Hindus, to all the world and all the world religions, there's only one book on earth which does give us the record of the creation of the heavens and the earth. There's only one book on earth which tells us about God the Creator, about Him as Savior, as King, as all in all. Then, as I already mentioned, in the Old Testament, God made the promises. In the New, He fulfills them. So we have to come back to know the Word of God in its fulfillment, just to see how God makes history with the church and also with Israel and the nations. I've been to Israel 20 times. I'm taking groups to Israel. The first time I met the Israelites in their homeland was in 1964, when Jerusalem was yet divided. And today, as Jerusalem and Israel in general is so much in public, so much in the press, in the mass media, there is talk about creating a state for the Palestine people. Beloved, let me read to you three scriptures, beginning with the prophet Ezekiel, stating what God said in Ezekiel chapter 47 from verse 21. So shall ye divide this land unto you according to the tribes of Israel. Verse 22. And it shall come to pass that ye shall divide it by lot for an inheritance unto you and to all the aliens that sojourn among you, who shall beget children among you, and they shall be unto you as born in the country among the children of Israel. They shall have inheritance with you among the tribes of Israel. Not a separate state, not a country within a country. Right now, the European Union pays 15 million euro to the Palestinians. And what is the outcome of it? All the money is gone. 70% are out of work. Beloved, if we don't respect God's word, we cannot expect His blessings. Only in obedience to His word and will. His blessings will be upon us. In verse 23, and it shall come to pass that in the tribe wherever the stranger sojourns, there shall he be given an inheritance, says the Lord God. Not a separate state or country, but within the dwelling places, within the dwelling of the 12 tribes. That is where all the strangers can have their part, can buy their houses, have their job, and whatever is necessary for life. Not a separate country, but within the country, the same rights. In Joel, the third chapter, we shall read verse 1 and 2. Joel chapter 3, verse 1 and 2. For behold, in those days, and in that time, when I shall bring again the captivity of Judah and Jerusalem, I will also gather all nations and bring them down into the valley of Jehoshaphat and will judge them there for my people and for my heritage, Israel, whom they have scattered among the nations, and then parted my land. Parted my land. God does not allow anyone to part his land he gave to the people of Israel, which are his covenant people. In Amos chapter 9, we have also a wonderful statement the Lord made in reference to Israel. Amos chapter 9, verse 14 and 15. And I will bring again the captivity of my people Israel, and they shall build the waste cities and inhabit them, and they shall plant vineyards and drink their wine. They shall also make gardens and eat the fruit of them. And I will plant them upon their land, and they shall no more be pulled up out of their land, which I have given them, says the Lord thy God. So this should be sufficient for us to understand what our Lord said in Luke chapter 21, verse 24, about Jerusalem. And they shall fall by the edge of the sword, and shall be led away captive into all nations, and Jerusalem shall be trodden down by the Gentiles until the time of the Gentiles be fulfilled. Now we understand the time of the Gentiles is coming to an end, and the time for Israel is very soon to be. If you go back again to the Old Testament, we are told about the space of time when the Jews would be scattered and would be again brought back. In Hosea chapter 6, verse 1 and 2, it says, come and let us return unto the Lord, for he has torn and he will heal us. He has smitten and he will bind us up. And now comes a statement so very important. After 2 days will he revive us. In the third day he will raise us up, and we shall dwell and live in his sight. Beloved, one day with the Lord is like 1,000 years, and 1,000 years is one day. So 2,000 years have passed when the Israelites were scattered into all the nations, and now they have been gathered since 1948. We have again, after 2,000 years, a country we call Israel. It's a fulfillment a prophecy in the scriptures. And therefore, we must respect God the way he does things according to his own word. So Jerusalem should be only trodden down until the times of the Gentiles be fulfilled. And that time would be when the Jews are gathered from all the nations into their homeland. And our Lord speaking about it in Matthew 24, in the parable of the fig tree, stating, when you see all these things come to pass, then you know that it is near, even at the door. Now, if God's word is fulfilled in such a way, and we realize that the return of Christ is imminent, beloved, dear friends, brothers and sisters in Christ, don't expect Brother Frank to smile. Don't expect Brother Frank to appear in a charismatic way. I'm burdened for God's people to understand the promised word for today. I'm burdened with the message of the hour. I have a commission from God Almighty. You might believe it, you might not. It's up to you. But there is no reason for me to lie to you, and especially not in the name of the Lord. I would know better than to do that. But I, Brother Frank, have received a direct commission and call from the lips of the Lord on April the 2nd, 1962, just at sunrise. I never forget that Monday morning. Beloved, the Lord said, I will send you from city to city to preach my word. Over 40 years have passed. We're in the ministry, and I visited more than 130 countries. And now God is giving us the opportunity to share his whole counsel with the nations of the earth to reach the last ones with the last call. Beloved, I owe it to you to state that we not only look into the past, especially what happened since the time of Reformation. There was revival after revival, and we know the men God used. Church history tells about the different stages and the different movements, the revivals which God gave. We also know about what God did in the 20th century. There was even a book published, The 20th Century Prophet, referring to William Branham, a man sent from God with the word of God, given a message that would forerun the second coming of Christ. Beloved, if I would only know what God did in the Old Testament, if I would only know what he did in the 2,000 years, or especially what he did since the Reformation, I would be a poor creature. If I would not know what God is doing right now, if I would not be part of God's word being fulfilled in this day, how could I claim to be in the ministry if I would live in the past? We can even go back to what God did through the ministry of William Branham and bypass what God is doing right now and not understand that the message of the promised word of God was to be taken to the ends of the world to give the last call. Beloved, if you go to Malachi chapter 4, we have the promise that God would send the prophet Elijah to restore all things, to bring the hearts of the children back to the apostolic fathers, to return again a people to the word. so that all that is not in agreement with the original Bible teachings must be put aside. We now are being restored to the very beginning, to the day of Pentecost, to the original blessings and teachings and practices of the New Testament church. And it was William Branham whom God used in the second part of the 20th century to have a ministry, a prophetic apostolic ministry with the same Bible teachings. And beloved, I was blessed. During 10 years, I knew him personally before he was taken to be with the Lord. I was blessed by his ministry tremendously. I was placed back into Bible days. It was not only written, Bible days are here again. It was not only written, Jesus Christ, the same yesterday, today, and forever. I saw it with my own eyes. I heard it with my own ears. I'm a true witness of what God has done in my time and generation. And now, having received the direct commission and call to take the word of God to the ends of the earth, to go from city to city, from country to country. And now even God in his mercy has opened the doors through the TV stations so that we can reach the ends of the earth. Beloved, what do we try to say here today? We're telling you from this word of God that the time of restoration, the time of returning to the original teachings, the time to listen to what the Spirit says unto the churches has come. We cannot listen to evangelists anymore or to charismatic preachers. It's not enough. We must hear what the Spirit says unto the churches. And beloved, we must go back to the prophetic scriptures, like Peter the Apostle would write, you have the more sure word of prophecy. You have the word of prophecy, which is a bright shining light in a dark place. And Bible prophecies must not be interpreted. They must be watched as they come to fulfillment. Even now, if you look to the peace process in the Middle East, what do we think about Daniel chapter 2, Daniel chapter 7, and especially Daniel chapter 8, verse 24, 25. And then we go to 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, where the apostle looks to the end of the end time and says, when they will say peace and safety, then sudden destruction will come upon them as travail comes upon a woman that is with child. Beloved friends, brothers and sisters, in this apostolic prophetic ministry, we wish to draw your attention to God and his word. We need to tell you the time to celebrate ourselves, the time to celebrate Christianity, the time to celebrate traditions is past. This is God's time for God's people to know God's word for this day and to have part in what God is doing right now. Eternity is too long. You cannot risk it. No, you have to know God and you have to know his word. You have to know the purpose. You have to know the plan of salvation. Beloved, let me say this in closing. The return of Christ is imminent. Behold, the bridegroom cometh. Go ye out to meet him. And in connection with this text, we can say what the Apostle Paul was writing to the Corinthians. Ye, my people, come out and be separate and be prepared for the return of Christ. Also, Revelation chapter 18, verse 4, beloved friends, again, I need to emphasize, this is God's time for God's people to line up with his word and to believe in him, as the scripture says, and come back to what the Bible teaches. And therefore, it's a restoration of all things before Christ returns. Please have part in what God is doing right now. Otherwise, if you miss God's visitation, you will miss the rapture. May God bless you and be with you in Jesus' holy name. Amen.
If you were blessed by this message and would like to know more about what God is doing in our time, we would love to hear from you. Brother Frank has published some booklets and tracts about many important Bible subjects, which are translated into many different languages and are sent out free of charge. You are welcome to order your free copy from Mission Center, P.O. Box 100707 in 47707, Krefeld, Germany.